Distorted View Daily proudly presents the spiritual teachings of Kearney Thomas.
What's his name? What's his name?
Kearney Thomas!
Yes, that's his name.
What's his name? What's his name?
Kearney Thomas!
Lord.
What's his name?
Kearney Thomas!
Kearney Thomas!
Yes, I know you're trying to sleep. Wake up, my...
right now. I want to help you.
I demanded to be destroyed.
I want to help you.
You need a miracle.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, November 22nd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Cotton Man is extremely flammable. Gotta say, it's an incredible weakness for a superhero. Plus, criminal near-deads and busting piss bags. All of this with your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs.
Thanks, Mabel.
Hello, Timmy Boo. Yes, for some reason, people started calling me Timmy Boo. I don't remember exactly how that got started. Do you guys remember? The reason why I bring that up is because I've got some new Timmy Boo audio from Strip Club DJ. Strip Club DJ calls into radio stations or blog talk radio shows and shit like that, and gets the hosts to mention me, Timmy Boo. And here is Strip Club DJ. Usually he talks to ghetto black chicks. We're going to switch it up today and talk to an old white man who hosts some polka radio show.
Yeah. Okay. I got to go. I'll mention his name, okay? Yep. Atta boy, thank you. And give my best to Timmy Boo Henson. Okay. Thank you. They watch it on YouTube, and they listen to me, and they just fell in love with Jolly Joe Timmer. Timmy.
Oh, how could you not fall in love with Jolly Joe?
And they just fell in love with Jolly Joe Timmer.
Timmer.
Timmy Boo Hansen. He does have cerebral palsy, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's got his laptop with him, and he just loves the Jolly Joe Timmer show. Timmy Boo Hansen. All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Timmy. Timmy Boo Hansen. It is sunny 1100 here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Get out and push, get out and dance, get out and shake it up tonight.
There you go. Timmy Boo making his debut on Polka Radio, and here's another short one.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
That's my favorite part.
Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
What is he saying? Shout out?
Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
Or shouting?
Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
I just like the Timmy Boo nigger.
Timmy Boo, nigga! Timmy Boo, nigga! Timmy Boo, nigga!
Oh, someone could make a nice mashup with that, a little remix. All right, enough of this bullshit. Let's actually get into the meat and potatoes of today's program. And when I say meat and potatoes, I mean the cock and balls.
You better be looking at my dick. Look at that dick, man. Look at it. Look at that meat. Look at that underside of that meat. And those fucking balls, man. Look at those fucking balls, man. Pull them loose, man. Pull them down so they're just hanging loose between your legs like this. Look at those fucking testicles, man. Fleshy fuckers.
Yeah, you know, I mean, potatoes could also be referred to as fleshy fuckers. Thank you very much, Scott Taylor. Have we started the program yet? What are we doing? I keep talking about starting it, but I just failed to do so. Room, chicka, 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 chicka. Room, chicka, chicka. It's just stalling. No, I do have a great program for you, despite the last 3 minutes. You know, Christians are just a wacky bunch of people. Everything scares the shit out of them except the one thing that should. They're always flipping out over something like rock and roll music or something. Ah! Like, yeah, stay away from that! but they love, they can't get enough of their creator and Jesus Christ, who is a zombie, and God, who can do anything for shits and giggles, like giving little babies cancer. Now look, here's the thing. I was thinking about this. I know Christians say God is pure love or whatever. You know, he's good and the devil is evil. But have you ever played SimCity? And I guess a newer example would be The Sims. In both of those games, you really are God. I have played these games, and I know many of my friends have as well, and they all have the same experience. When you start the game, whether it be SimCity or The Sims or whatever, your intentions are pure. You want these people to have the best neighborhoods and the best house, and you want to furnish it and really make a great place for these people to live. But around hour two or three, when you start getting bored, you want to fuck with them a little bit. And after a while, you just want to see how much damage you can inflict. SimCity, you can cause all sorts of natural disasters. I like to see how many natural disasters it takes to completely wipe out my town. In The Sims, you can make people shit themselves. You can make them starve. It's like little Ethiopia. And if you stop and think just for a moment, is it really out of the realm of possibility that God is the same way? He's been up there looking down at all the shit for, you know, however many thousands or millions of years, depending on your particular beliefs. Many Christians believe the world is only like, what, 20 years old or something? 2,000 years old. So he's bored up there. So of course he's going to fuck around with us. Come on, you can't blame the guy. Anyways, I have a few examples here of some of the things that Christians are currently concerned about. They're all technology related, the devil box, if you will. USB ports is considered Satan's data connection. That's right, some evangelicals in Brazil have banned the use of USB connections after claiming the technology is the mark of Satan worshippers. Why is that, you ask? Have you ever seen a USB connection? It looks pretty innocent to me. What these people are freaking out about is the USB symbol. You know, the little dot with the three things coming out of it, like a circle, a triangle, and a square. You know, if you look at your computer, you might be able to see the icon or whatever. Evangelists notice that the USB symbol resembles a trident. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, to be fair, this is a Christian cult in Brazil. They forbid any of its followers to use any USB technology by contending that it uses a symbol that shows sympathy for the devil. The founder says, quote, the symbol of that name, he doesn't even like to pronounce the letters USB together, is a trident, which is used to torture souls that go to hell. Use only a symbol of those show that all users of that vile technology are actually worshippers of Satan. Explains the Cuckoo Bananas founder. All right. So if you have a computer in your house or any USB device, chances are you are possessed and doing Lucifer's work. The second example of how technology and hell go hand in hand, I guess, a New Jersey reverend says, thou shall not Facebook. Apparently, adultery and Facebook go hand in hand, according to the Reverend. Cedric Miller, the pastor, says 20 couples among the 1,100 members of his Living Word Christian Fellowship Church have run into marital troubles over the last 6 months after a spouse connected with an ex-flame over Facebook. Because of the problems, he's ordering about 50 married church officials to delete their accounts with the social networking site. How about you just don't troll around for pussy on Facebook? A little self-control goes a long way, my friends. I wonder what possesses these people to want to cheat on their spouses when they sit down at the computer. Maybe it's the USB port! Dun, 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 dun. And finally, there was a book published about computer possession. Reverend Jim Peaseborough of Savannah, Georgia, has written a book, The Devil in the Machine. Is your computer possessed by a demon? I need this book. Some of the points raised in the book are, While the computer age has ushered in many advances, it's also opened yet another door through which Lucifer and his minions can enter and corrupt men's souls. And he does it directly through Distorted View Daily. Ding! Demons can possess anything with a brain, including a chicken, a human being, or a computer. Computer doesn't have a brain, though. Any PC... This is a great one. Any PC built after 1985 has the storage capacity to house an evil spirit. I love that demonic possessions now come with system requirements. One of the devils down in hell just going,
God damn it! Why doesn't he have a dual core? How am I going to possess him to kill his wife now? I guess I'll wait for my demons to finish up their iPhone app.
He will feast upon your soul as soon as Apple approves that. Alrighty. Oh, while we're talking about demonic possessions, here is a children's television show featuring all puppets talking about demonic possession.
Are there still demons today?
If demons are real, then where do they stay?
Yes, demons are spirits.
Your computer.
They're bad, and they're mean. They live inside people, but they can't be seen.
This program is like for 5 and 6 year olds. Do they really need to learn about demonic possession?
But don't be afraid, dear. When we speak Jesus' name, demons will leave just as fast as they came.
And, of course, there's a song all about, demons.
I'm a pig, as you can see. I'm as country as can be. I praise the Lord, today I am alive. For I heard there were some swine, they were relatives of mine. Such lively pigs, but they did not survive. The way it all began was with a demonic man. He screamed aloud from morning until night. When anyone passed by, they'd to hear his fearful cry. I know it must have been an awful sight.
We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your power that frees us.
Okay. All right, you get the idea. Stupid song. Moving on, I've got some more short clips for you today. First up, I got a clip of a girl getting nailed in the ass. She really does have a huge gaping hole. This is not lost on the male actors, who take the opportunity to mess with it a bit.
What an asshole. Yeah,
what an asshole.
Come on, baby, come on.
Hey, Steve!
he's screaming into it like a cave to see if he will hear an echo.
Come on, baby, come on.
Hey, Steve! Steve!
Come here, baby.
There you go. Oh, at one point he also puts his ear next to her hole, listening for the sounds of the sea. Like it's a shell or something. Moving on, I've got a great clip here. I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen these type of videos where a guy is jerking off on the subway or in public. That's how they get off, basically. On a crowded subway train, he's got his cock out. He's, like, pressing up against people and stuff like that. But in this case, this time, things don't work out for the gentleman because other people see him. And, people, they're asking now, show me your penis, come on. He's trying to hide it now with like his shoulder bag or something.
Let me see your penis.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, why is this person keep pressing up against me? And I realize that you have all this fucking space here, and I see his penis out. That's it.
Yeah, the girl, this girl is the chick whose leg was being humped, apparently.
And I realize that you have all this fucking space here, and I see his penis out. That's it.
Oh, what a horrible situation for the man, because you're stuck on the train. You can't get off when it's running, right? Where are you going to go? The doors won't open. Nothing. You have to take it.
Hey, you're going to fucking arrest him. I'm not leaving your side. My plans are done for tonight. I'm escorting you to the police station, okay? Oh, yes. Oh, fucking yes. I know what I saw. Where the fuck? fuck is the conductor?
Oh, this shit's coming on YouTube, yo.
Where is the conductor?
Let me take a picture of the penis at the condo.
Oh, it's there.
Guy's trying to, like, some guys are trying to, like, push his bag so they can see his penis.
Let me take a picture of the penis at the condo.
It's still out.
Oh, it's there. It's there, all right.
I found it.
At the condo.
Felt it on my leg. That was a feel-good video clip. See, victims fighting back. And finally, before we get into the news, I have a very short clip here. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know who this would appeal to. But we've got another sex clip here. A girl and a guy. Although the guy's not really doing anything to her aside from jamming an elephant cock in her mouth. And when I say elephant cock, it's like a plush stuffed animal type thing. It's one of those like little stuffed animals with the oversized penis and balls. So apparently she's going to suck the elephant off.
Yeah. Oh, lick his ass. Lick his ass.
Short and sweet. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com is the address. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, that type of shit. This week is going to be a bit short because we got Thanksgiving, so there's going to be no program on Thursday, and I don't think there's going to be one on Friday, but I will be back tomorrow with an extended program. Also going to be posting some cool stuff up on the sideshow. Today I'm going to be posting an exclusive, you know, that great cardboard heart cover of abortion. A lot of people have been asking me for it. So sure, I'll throw it up on the sideshow feed. Nice high quality version for you. Sign up right now if you want to hear it. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Oh, I love this first story. A retired special ed teacher on his way to a wedding in Orlando, Florida. This didn't happen in Florida, though. He was just on his way there. Still, there's a Florida connection there. Ding! All right, a retired special education teacher was on his way to a wedding in Florida and said he was left humiliated, crying, pussy, and covered in his own filth after an enhanced pat-down by TSA officers recently at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. I don't like to be touched. I get scared and I shit myself. Piss all over the place. I was absolutely humiliated. I hope you guys have been following what's been going on with this TSA bullshit with these new scanners. And if you don't agree to the scanner, it's like basically a giant X-ray thing, right? And, you know, they can look at your junk, make sure you're not, you know, you didn't shove a knife or something in your cock hole and you're trying to smuggle it on a plane or something. And if you refuse that scan, then you have to go through this very intrusive pat-down where they grab your junk, you know, playing with your tits and stuff if you're a girl. I would like to get a job as a TSA officer. I was absolutely humiliated. I couldn't even speak, said Thomas D. Thomas D. And then in quotes, Tom Sawyer. Yeah, we know. Tom is short for Thomas. Jesus fucking Christ. Yes, Thomas D. Sawyer, 61, of Lansing, Michigan. Sawyer is a bladder cancer survivor who now wears a urostomy bag. I think that's how you pronounce it. Basically, it's a piss bag, which collects his urine from a stoma, or opening in his abdomen. That is a sexy look. All right, so despite receiving that cruel blow from life, he has moved on and was on his way to attend a very happy event, a wedding. Oh, there's going to be tears of joy and rice being thrown and cake and all sorts of merriment. So things were really looking up for old Tom until, of course, the pat down. Dun, dun, dun. I have to wear special clothes, and in order to mount the bag, I have to seal a wafer to my stomach and then attach the bag. If the seal is broken, urine can leak all over my body and clothes. On November 7th, Sawyer said he went through the security scanner. Evidently, the scanner picked up on my bag because I was chosen for a pat-down procedure. Due to his medical condition, Sawyer asked to be screened in private. Quote, one officer looked at another, rolled his eyes, and said that they really didn't have any place to take me. After I said again that I'd like my privacy, they took me to an office. Sawyer wears pants, two sizes too large, in order to accommodate the medical equipment he wears. He'd taken off his belt to go through the scanner, and once in the office with security personnel, his pants fell down around his ankles. I had to ask twice if it was okay to pull up my shorts, and every time I tried to tell them about my medical condition, they said they didn't need to know about that. Before starting the enhanced pat-down, a security officer did tell him that they were going, what they were going to do and how they were going to do it, but Sawyer said it wasn't until they asked him to remove his sweatshirt and saw his bag that they asked questions about the medical condition. One agent watched as the other used his flat hand to go slowly down my chest. I tried to warn him that he would hit the bag and break the seal, but he ignored me. Sure enough, the seal was broken and urine started dribbling down my shirt and my leg into my pants. They never apologized, they never offered to help, they acted like they hadn't seen what happened, but I know they saw it because I had a wet mark. Ugh. Humiliated, upset, and wet, Sawyer said he had to walk through the airport soaked in urine, board his plane, and wait until after takeoff before he could clean up. I'm totally appalled by the fact that agents are performing these pat-downs, have so little concern for people with medical conditions. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today, not quite as serious as the first one. A reveler dressed as Larry the Lamb. There's a guy dressed in a lamb suit, which is just a bunch of, like, cotton balls, it looks like. Yes, a reveler dressed as Larry the Lamb suffered horrific burns after a prankster set fire to his outfit. You know, what do you think, cotton wasn't flammable or something? And he turned into a human fireball. Roasted lamb. I bet that smelled delicious. Peter Buck, 35, spent 4 hours painstakingly gluing 4 bags of cotton wool to his torso to look like the famous cartoon character. He went on a boozy night out with a group of mates, also in fancy dress. It's play pretend night, before ducking out of a pub for a cigarette. With Peter's permission, a tipsy friend set fire to a loose strand of his costume to, quote, see what would happen. All right, I didn't know he condoned this act. Oh, this stupid lamb deserved the frying he got.
You gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. Then you'll have
a... Break it down, bitch. All right. Let me see you back it up. Shut that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Break it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Shut that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker.
Back that pussy. All right, she's a motherfucker. All right, where are we at here? With Peter's permission, a tipsy friend set fire to a loose strand of the costume to see what would happen, but the joke went horribly wrong, and Peter's lamb costume burst into flames. He ran screaming in agony into a busy main road before a driver swerved, narrowly avoiding mowing him down. Then his friend, Paul Bison, an off-duty firefighter dressed as Jesus, bear-hugged him in a bid to douse the flames. The cotton wool had melted and stuck to his body. Now he's the human lamb, causing a string of horrendous injuries to his body, legs, hands, and torso. Peter, an office administrator of St. Peter Port, lost consciousness after the incident and woke up in the hospital 8 excruciating hours later. He said, "It caught fire and burnt so fast, igniting my whole outfit almost instantly. I ran into the road trying to pat the flames out with my hands, forcing a car to swerve. Half the skin on my hands had burnt off, as well as having numerous other burns on my legs, stomach, chest, and arms. I burnt my face a little and had small burns to my lips and nose. I'm not a religious man, but the Lord saved me that day." Quite literally. "I woke up 8 hours later in intensive care with various tubes in me and breathing through a ventilator. They covered my hands with bags, which they later removed, and I got my first glimpse. It was not pretty." Oh, come on. It can't be that bad. Oh, this show is so stupid. But not as stupid as letting your friend set you on fire. All right, finishing up with the story. "I was told I would almost certainly need skin grafts and have scarring for the rest of my life. I want to remind people to think twice about dressing up. Really, dressing up is not the problem. Dressing up and drinking with dumbass friends, that's a problem. I want to remind people to think twice about dressing up, especially with candles and cigarettes around. A friend of mine said he heard of a Santa Claus's beard catching on fire. Peter also paid tribute to off-duty firefighter Paul for saving him from the flames, adding, you could argue that he saved my life." No, he did save your life. There's nothing to argue there. All right, enough of that. One more story, and then we'll get the hell out of here. I've told you time and time again, we need to do something about the near-deads, or things are going to get out of control, and sure enough, it's starting. It's starting over in the UK. It's being dubbed the Grey Crime Wave. New statistics reveal that ever higher numbers of old people are being arrested and ending up in Britain jails. The prison system, already struggling to cope with the demands of its own aging population of lifers and long-term inmates, is struggling to cope with a new wave of elderly crooks. Experts are divided over whether or not the growing trend is due to people on low pensions, turning to crime through necessity, or simply a tougher attitude by the courts to the elderly in the dock. Yes, they shouldn't be treated any differently. So what if they only have 5 or 6 years to live? If they do the crime, they gotta do the time. I just came up with that on the top of my head. I should get that on t-shirts and mugs and shit. I'm so fucking clever. All right, while the number of crimes committed by the over 65 age group remains low as a percentage of all crimes, the new stats supplied by police forces show a rise of between 15 and 25% in the numbers of pensioners being arrested. Dun, dun, dun. In Derbyshire, for example, 260 over 65s were arrested for serious crimes in 2009, compared with only 88 in 2008. You're so 2000 and late. The over 60s are the fastest growing section of the prison population. There are currently almost 2,500 people in this age group in British prisons, making up 3% of the total, up from 2% in 2003. The grey crime trend appears to be an international one. In the Netherlands, where the same steep rise in offending pensioners have been monitored along with the same pattern of offenses, researchers found that a startlingly high percentage of over 60s appearing in court had undiagnosed dementia. Oh, let's not go blaming mental conditions now. Come on. No mercy, I say. Japan, France, and Israel have all commissioned research into the rise of the old people criminals. The aging of the population is going to lead to an almost automatic rise in crime by senior citizens, one report concluded. Another says jails would have to be modified to cater for inmates with Alzheimer's disease and other illnesses. Oh, what? Just put them down! Bunch of bullshit modifying prisons for the near-deads. Come on, now. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and then get the hell out of here. Here we go, freaks. It is a new week, which means it's a new opportunity for you to annoy me with your inane, crazy drivel. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim. Caller. This is Kyle from Southern California. Underage sideshow freak now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. I'll be happy to be listening in.
Sure. Yes. I love hearing from new sideshow freaks.
Hey, Tim. I was at a gas station the other day, and I saw a nigger! Nigger!
Oh, my God. Stop it! The racism.
Hello, Tim. Muffled voice because you're wearing a big furry costume mask. Henson. This is 8 Second J, loyal sideshow member. I was just listening to the episode where you were talking about lunars. And talking
yes.
about balloon buddies, and I typed in balloon buddies into Google search, and one of the drop downs came up balloon buddies Bristol. So previous searches, people were searching for balloon buddies Bristol, and it's seemingly to a random person.
Yeah,
that would be.
It's probably because a lot of Distorted View listeners were looking up balloon buddies or whatever. All right, continuing on now. Oops, next. Hello,
Colin. Hey, Jeremy. This is Sideshow Freak, partial birth abortion, huh?
Beautiful.
Easy for me to say, huh? Well, hey, I was calling about that one lady who was wondering what the fuck she was saying about the reptilians and the draconians and
yes.
doing nasty things.
By the way, the movie that I was asking about on Friday when we were talking about reptilians, it's called Midnight Meat Train. I shit you not. I think it may have been an independent film because I can't imagine a major studio okaying that name.
Well, I can't.
Midnight Meat Train. I thought it was a gay porno. That's why I DVR'd it.
I can't speak for the draconians and the other nasties. Sounds like something out of a George Norrie show.
Oh, yes,
but,
coast to coast.
Is a military product.
By the way, speaking of radio shows, a lot of times I'll be driving around Sunday night, like around midnight, and there's this show that comes on in Columbus. It's a syndicated show, so I don't know if you guys know what it is, but it's what the fuck is it called? Where a bunch of, your teenagers can call in up until the age of, 29, and they call in with their problems, and some old dude helps them, right? It's the helpline, or I can't remember what the fuck the show is, but it's ridiculous.
That
It's like 3 or 4 hours long on Sunday nights.
Claims that has some.
And it's always like, it's not overtly religious, but he always makes mention, like, maybe you should talk to a pastor or a counselor. He always adds the or the counselor, but it's always like, you know, talk to a pastor. Someone
hey,
church.
Ken, it's Tyson Member Spider. Hey, I got two quick things, and I'll get the hell out of here. First up is, like I think I mentioned before, I'm German. I just shaved my head because I was sick and tired of dealing with my long hair.
Okay.
And now everybody calls me a skinhead.
Oh. Little Hitler.
The second thing is that my girlfriend, yeah, she picked the name, Psycholette. Her friend is actually, her friend is impregnated by a Nazi. And here's the funny part. Her friend is Jewish. So
what?
Her so the offspring is going to be a Jewish Nazi yin and yang newborn child.
Yeah, that kid's going to have some problems. Oh, the other thing I want to mention is the vaginal herpes magnets finally arrived in my mail today, so I'll be able to send those off later this week. Now, here's the thing, guys. For those of you who have seen the vaginal herpes magnets on Etsy, on the website, they look larger than they are in real life. I almost feel bad about sending this shit off to you guys, the winners, because it really, it's almost like nothing. You're going to have to look in the envelope to make sure that there is something in there. It's really quite sad. But, you know, they are, they definitely are vaginas with a little tuft of hair and some herpes. They look cute. They make a nice little refrigerator magnet. Except the magnets that the person, like, I feel bad. Like, the person who made them, I'm sure, spent a lot of time crafting this thing. But she used a really shitty magnet, and they keep falling off the refrigerator, so you got to be careful.
Hey, Timothy James.
Quite possibly the worst prize ever in the history of giveaways or contests.
Hey, Timothy James. I just remember Dan from Texas calling in. And I was calling in about the 11-12 show where you played the racist old lady who was beaten up on the black mailman.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or does she sound like the mom from that 70s show? Like that actress?
A little bit, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Oh, okay. Enough. Kelly. Come on, Kelly. Rainbow bread is my number one. It's good bread. It's fresh bread.
Drew Tim, Haley's Comet with a very quick distorted
rainbow,
view update.
Rainbow
the mailman who recorded the insanely racist woman being abusive to him.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out he's the one who got fired over that. He's the one who suffered a penalty.
I don't think he got fired because of that. I think it was because he wasn't a very good worker.
W-E-E-K-E-N-D, it's weekend.
Yeah, I haven't done a weekend show in a while. I've been busy.
W-E-E-K-E-N-D.
My jerk-off sessions are getting longer and longer. I'm trying to become a gooner.
Hey, Tim.
Maybe that should be a video cast. 8 hours of me jerking off.
Hey, Tim. Why would Jesus be really bad at playing hockey?
Why?
The answer is because
he doesn't give a puck.
He would be nailed to the boards for the entire game.
Oh, okay, nails the board. Okay.
Hey, Sam,
I like my version better. It was punny.
Hey, Sam, it's Chickadee. So I'm driving down to Georgia from Ohio, and I'm nearing the bottom of Tennessee, and I'm seeing a sign for Chattanooga. And all I can think about is
ooh,
the tranny singing the Chattanooga Pixies song.
Yes.
I've also been looking
Daisy Dynamite. Maybe we'll end the program with that today.
Or any like weird sodas, but I haven't seen anything
as
I'm going down south.
Look for Lime Crush. That's a new one that should be out, I think. All right, guys, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD is an OH-GOD.
Oh, look at his ass.
Lick his ass.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be extended. I will see you back then. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Trick 29. But you can give me a shine. I can't afford catch a boat to Chattanooga, choo-choo. I've got my fare, and just a travel to spare. Well, you leave the Pennsylvania Station by the 3:45. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner and a diner, it could be fun. And then you have to have an ex in Carolina. When you hear a whistle like a patch of the bar, then you meet a Tennessee, you're not very far. Shuffle at a calling, not to keep a rolling. Hurroo, Chattanooga, Delaware.
You look like a slut. Now let me. Don't do it.